Blog Talk Radio.
There's always a power struggle in society, so they feed us all with dreams of democracy. Who can you trust when the government lies with these and subject creativity to conformity? No, I will not conform. No, I will not join. No, I will stand for better. My sisterhood forever. We are your mother and your auntie and your cousin and your uncle and whoever you believe in. This is a power under God, only understood from a sister to another, so respect the sisterhood. So respect the sisterhood. You, me, I am, you are, one sister to another. We are one sister to another. Blog TV, one sister to another.
Welcome to One Sister to Another. I am your host and founder of One Sister to Another, eHarmony, the Diva Baby. And we have a heck of a show for you guys this evening. I cannot believe that it's going on 8 months since we've been doing the show. And I got my girl with me, my wonderful, fabulous girl, Jade, from Arise Talk Radio. Hey, Jade.
Hey, beautiful. Hey, everybody. We in the building. We ain't playing. Yes. It's about to be part two.
It's a part two today, guys. You're right. That's right. So I just wanted to let you guys know, if you were not aware, just so that you'll know, Lady Merc will be joining us a little later on in the show, guys. She was in a car accident, so please send your prayers out to her, because I definitely want her to.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. She, you know, she is, she's okay. You know, I wanted to make sure she was okay. That was the main thing for me, you know, that she was okay. But we have a great show for you guys this evening. We're going to be doing part two, guys, okay? So if you didn't get a chance to listen until last week, you can always go to Blog Talk. You can go to Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Hip Talk Radio, and we will make sure that, all the shows that you've missed from the beginning are there. So you can go to have your pick of the litter and just choose which one you want to listen to. I suggest you listen to all of them, because we are a riot, and we just, you know, we know how to be comical and just really have a good time and have some really good girlfriend talk, honey. Right, Jade?
Yes, we be doing it, and having fun too, because that's what it's all about. We have laughs, we have tears, we share it all up on here. We do.
So okay, so just so that you know, guys, if you did not get a chance to listen to last week's show, okay, we talked about we had a variety of topics, and we talked about a variety of topics, the topics that we talked about were, when do you think it's a good time to have an abortion, and then what else, Jay, was there, about your boyfriend, and when your girlfriend.
Yeah, when she a little too friendly with your man, you know, we talked about that, you know, the signs and stuff, when she's being a little too frisky.
She's been a little too frisky.
You know, it's beyond friendly. It's beyond too friendly.
Yeah. And that's what we talked about last week. But the thing that's so funny about this is that, you know, we got such a great response from that we made a decision we're going to go ahead and do a part two. And I added a twist in there, y'all. So let me just let you know something real quick, okay? I'm going to add a little bit to it, okay? So today's topic is going to be, not only are we going to do the whole, you know, your girlfriend being all up on your man and stuff, and if that's okay, and how to deal with that, or what are the signs that your man is on the down low, honey? Can I get Yes. We're going to talk about that today.
Okay.
So we're gonna hit a little bit of that too, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you know, cheating mates, and you know why your mate cheats and go out on you from time to time. You know, I mean, you know, you just gotta address all those issues. So we're gonna do some birthdays today. We're gonna do a little bit of entertainment gossip. But before we go, guys, before we go on break, I'm gonna put something old school on for y'all. Okay, I'm gonna get y'all pumped up. I wanna wake you up out there in that land, because I know that you're probably just getting off from work and you're tired and you're resting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little bit of something. I'm about to put something good on for him, Jade, you know.
Well, hold on. We're getting ready to go on break. So let me just say this real quick. I just want everybody to know I got the chat room open. So for those of you that can't call in because you are still at work, or mm-hmm. you're in a place where you can't call in personally, you know you can communicate with us through the chat room by going to blogtalkradio.com/peptalkradio, and that way you can ask your questions or even your experiences with today's topic, and I will read them on air and we will respond to that. So, yeah, check us out there as well.
Well, that's right. And also, if you have a birthday, you know, I want to definitely remind people about the birthdays, Jay, while I'm looking for this song for y'all.
All right, so if you have a birthday today, ladies, you know, you can, or if you have a friend or a sister, somebody you want to send a shout-out to, birthday is today, you can hit us up. You can, again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/talkradio, or you can call us at 347-857-2855. And check us out there. Even today's topic, just dial in 347-857-2855. I see some of y'all that's appearing up on our switchboard. All you have to do is hit option 1 so you can get into today's topic. And it's going to be a juicy topic.
You better believe it.
Juicy is my favorite word. So I know for those of y'all, I've had a couple people say, Jay, you always say it's juicy because it's that juicy. Is that, you know, just spectacular. That's the best way that I can describe it when I use that word.
That's the best word to use, Jade.
Yes.
Spectacular is the best word to use. And I think she loves that word because she uses it a heck of a lot, guys. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right, well, you know what? I will look for it, guys, and bring that treat to you a little later on. So I'm gonna leave you with a little bit of Jasmine Sullivan, Let It Burn. But we'll be right back, guys.
All right.
Keep it locked right here on One Sister to Another, all right?
Don't need a high
All right, and welcome back. All right, and welcome back to One Sister to Another. I'm your girl, E-Harmony Da Diva, and I got my girl, Jay, for Erotic Talk Radio, guys. And today, we have an excellent topic for you. We're getting ready to celebrate
yes, we
some
do.
Birthdays. And, you know, we got a little bit of gossip, you know, just a little bit of tidbit of gossip, you know what I mean? So today, we're celebrating. Today is September the 16th. Guys, and as I said before, if you have somebody's birthday and you listen to the show and you have someone, do not hesitate. Call, make sure you go to either Blog Talk and leave us a message there to celebrate whoever's birthday is coming up for the following Wednesday, or you can go to Facebook. Facebook is a little tricky, so I'm going to give it to you like this, www.facebook.com/1:2 okay? I add the spaces because unfortunately, there is another One Sister to Another on Facebook, guys. It's not eHarmony, but it is another one on there. So I don't want you guys to get all confused. So we do have birthdays today, and that is the way that your loved one can be celebrated here on the show. So we would love to do that. So definitely, you know, keep that in mind going forward. All right. So today we have Amy Poehler, who is 44 years old. I don't know if you remember that movie she was in My Baby Daddy. The woman was her baby daddy or something like that. But she's turning 44 today. She's an actress. And Sabrina Bryan is turning 31 today. Wow, time flies. I remember when she was a little girl. And then there's Alexis Blundell, who's turning 34 today. I also remember when she was a little girl. And then there's Bella Robertson, who's 13. She's a reality TV star. And Kayla Pratt, who's turning 29. I also remember when she was a little girl. So then we have Jennifer Tilly, 57. And we have Molly Shannon from that's turning 51. And she still looks great, guys. And remember her from Superstar. So if you like that movie, because I love that movie. It was so quirky, but I did. I love that movie. And I guess we have a few more. We have Madeline Zima. She's turning 30 today. We're also having Fan Bingbing, who's turning 34 today. Jade Wilson, 16. And we have Jess Plummer, who's turning 23 today, a pop singer. I have never heard of her. Then we have Tamron Hall. A lot of people. Julia Donaldson, 67 years old today. Shannon Rose, 30 years old, model. Jalissa Valila, 21 years old today. And we have Bailey DeYoung, who's turning 26. Victoria Van Tully, 20. And then we have Luna, who is turning 41. She's also a pop singer. And Tina Barrett, who's turning 39 today. So those are all the birthdays for today and the day's celebration. And I just wanted to give a warm, 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 warm celebration and a clap for these ladies because everybody deserves to get flowers on their birthday. So happy birthday, ladies, from one sister to another. Okay, so Jade, we have a little bit of gossip today, a little bit of something going on in the news. All right, now you know, speaking of men on the down low, guys, because we are going to have a hell of a topic today, and I'm definitely waiting for you guys to call in regarding that because I want to hear what some women have to say. Anyways, in the news on TMZ, and I had a chance, an opportunity to watch this show called Kate, I Am Kate. Okay, with Bruce Jenner. Okay, so now he's Caitlyn Jenner. And I had the opportunity to look at it for the first time yesterday. And, I mean, I don't think it's anything bad about, I think you should love who you are and the skin that you are and whoever, you know, be honest with who you are. That is the respect that I give anybody that's transgender, gay, or whatever. I believe that, you know, you just love who you are and the skin that you are, and don't be ashamed of that, you know. Don't allow the world to dictate who you have to be, and don't allow family or friends to distort you from being who you know you truly are on the inside. So the inside and the outside should definitely match, guys, and that's just my view on it. And, you know, even being a Christian woman, I believe that God loves everyone. And so, you know, just seeing him, and it wasn't about him, it wasn't about her in particular. It was about the way, you know, I know that she had there was an episode with her and Kris Jenner, and they were having a conversation. And so it was very, I guess it was kind of hard to stomach, because I felt like he really mistreated her during this interview. And Benita, Jade, have you, I'm calling, I'm sorry. Jade, have you seen that?
Oh, no, she didn't.
Nobody caught it.
That's
so
an inside. Yeah, that's what I said. That's an insider. That's an insider, because nobody caught it. I did catch it. No. I'm sorry. What was your question?
So, about Caitlyn Jenner, have you watched the show yet?
No, I can't. I've told you in the past on live radio, I can't, I just don't get into, I can't get into that show. I just listen to what you say when it's your time to talk about the show.
Whew, okay. Well, what I was saying about that was
tried.
That.
I've honestly tried. So to the listeners that watch it, I tried. Y'all can't, don't judge me.
Okay, so anyways, guys, if you haven't had the opportunity to take a look at it, or at least curious, because it was out of curiosity for me, I'm going to be honest. It's not a show that I'm going to sit and watch on a day-to-day basis or anything like that. So it was out of curiosity for me. So anyway, the reason why I brought that up was because TMZ has now obtained the official document. Caitlyn Jenner filed to change her name and gender for legal purposes. In the doc, she says that she wants a judge to sign off on her new name, Caitlyn Marie Jenner. She also checked the box to change her gender from male to female. It's interesting. She signed the document Bruce Jenner, presumably because that's her recognized legal name. She wants medical and other info sealed from the public out of fear for her safety. She says in the declaration, although public support for my transition has been overwhelmingly supportive, I am also receiving unwelcome negative attention from private citizens, including threats of bodily harm. Caitlyn attached a physical declaration to the document, but they're not being released pending a decision on sealing them. So, yeah, when you are in the public eye, you definitely have to think about those things. It's important that you definitely decide whether or not, I'm not going to really give a crap, but if you are, someone is torturing you or trying to cause you bodily harm, then you definitely need to make some changes. And that's just being what it is. You guys, I haven't heard from Jessica Alba in a minute, okay? Remember, you know who Jessica Alba is, right,
mm-hmm.
Jay?
Yeah.
I haven't heard from her in a minute. And it's just so sad because, you know, she was a hell of an actor and beautiful. So she's just been out of the limelight for a minute. So we're going to keep it moving there. So, you know, other than that, it's nothing really going on this week as far as gossip for you ladies. So we're going to, what?
Okay.
Did Jade have some gossip?
I just have a news reminder. Y'all know, when is it? September the 23rd? Empire is coming on. So I cannot wait, but I just wanted to throw that out there. I don't know if that's celebrity gossip or just celebrity news. Honey, but that's a celebrity update for me.
Scandal is coming back on the 23rd, baby. Get ready to pop some popcorn on your Thursdays. You got
Scandal is coming
on
the
Wednesday.
Same time as Empire?
No, I think Scandal comes on Thursday. Yeah, it does. I thought Empire
maybe it's a
comes
different
on
time.
Wednesdays. Yeah, it comes on Wednesdays, right?
I thought
Empire?
They said the 23rd. I mean, I'm going to Google it right now, but I could have sworn
yes,
it said
honey.
The 23rd.
Yes, honey. You better give the listener something, honey, right now, and I mean it.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, well,
don't
let
be
me,
playing,
while I'm looking it up, I do want to just ask, what are y'all going to do if it comes on at the same time as Scandal? What
honey,
would you
that's
watch
one thing.
First?
That's what DVR is for, okay?
but that's my question. What would you watch first? Because you know you're going to watch one of them live.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a hard one to swallow, honey, but I know I'm down for both, okay?
It starts September the 23rd. Yes, it's 9 p.m. September the 23rd, season 2.
Okay. Okay, so Scandal must come on at 10 o'clock because Scandal was coming on at 10 o'clock before. So, yeah, Scandal must be coming on at 10 o'clock.
So,
that's
so if Scandal comes on
fine.
Right behind it, y'all good. But I just want to know if y'all, that's a good question. If it comes on the same exact time, what are y'all going to
mm-hmm.
do for those of y'all that are Scandal and Empire fans?
Honey, we're going to make it work, honey. You hear me? We're going to make it work.
Well,
it's gonna happen. God all right.
DVR. That's all I have to say.
You
are. Yes. That's a
you
blessing.
Already know.
That is a blessing.
Jesus. You already know, honey. You best to believe it. All right, guys. So, okay. All right. Yeah. That was some great news, too, Jade. I just have to tell you.
Thank you. My one little news. I appreciate that.
Yes, her one little news, guys. I always give her props when she come on here with some news, guys, because she don't be all up in that, okay? At all.
I feel good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hey, guys, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to jump right into topic.
Yay.
We have a hell of a topic. So keep it locked right here. I found the song, so I don't know if you guys are young heads, old heads,
that's
or whatever
why she wanted
you are.
To go on break because she wanted to play that song, so let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I'm trying to wake some folks up in their senses, honey. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to One Sister to Another.
Oh, shucks.
Hey, what? Wake up. Okay, y'all. You hear that? See, you didn't know what I, you didn't know that I knew what I was doing, Jade. That's the problem.
I was jamming. I don't know if you saw, but during break, I inboxed you with the grandbaby dancing to the song. I'm like, you don't know nothing about that girl.
Hey, guys, welcome back to One Sister to Another, okay? I'm your girl, eHarmony, the Diva, and I got my girl, Jade, on with me, okay? So, guys, we're back in the building. I told you that I was going to have you jumping out your seats, dancing at your desk, dancing in your car, wherever you are, because that song, whenever it comes on, okay, and it depends on how old you are now, it depends on how old you are going to be moving, okay, because that's one that always does it for me. All right, so welcome back to the show, guys. I just want to let you know, if you're listening online, you can call in as we start the topic, and, you know, if you want to, you know, weigh in, because we definitely want to hear what you guys have to say. So the number to call is 1-347-857-2855. Again, that number is 1-347-857-2855. And at any time that you want to speak to us, you have to press 1, because we don't know you're sitting in the queue waiting if you don't press 1. So you'll just be a caller, and you'll be in the queue and listening in, and we won't even know that you're there to speak with us, okay? So remember that. Press 1 when you're ready to weigh in on your or any of the topics that we're going to be discussing this evening. So, KJ, you know what? I wanted to talk a little bit about, because last week we did a great, we had a great show last week, and last week was, I guess, you know, the show was, there was people who called in who, you know, had something to say. So it was a little controversial, but it was okay, because we appreciate that. We welcome that. We want other people's opinions, and not just our own, because people have different opinions in the world. And, you know, that's what we're all about, allowing you to, you know, speak how you feel in a respectful way, and just be able to get that across to our listeners, you know, because you may have some folks that listen to us, and there may be some folks that listen to you. So, you know, you may just be helping all around about. But, you know, so the Absolutely. Show was a little controversial, and we really didn't, we didn't expect it to become so popular, because, you know, we only had, we only did a few topics, and we only got to a few, only because, you know, there was, you know, wasn't enough time, so we couldn't get everything. We couldn't get to everything. So last week we talked about from abortions, and when do you think it's the right time to terminate a pregnancy. We talked about cheating mates. We did a little bit about that. We didn't really cover a multitude of it. And then when your girlfriend is too close to your man, or, you know, exhibiting behaviors that's unacceptable and unappreciated.
I think that one touched a lot of nerve, because that's when we started to get the call started to come in with that one.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had women that had experiences. I have, I think you're getting ready to say you have. And,
of course.
Yeah, I think that touched nerves.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It really did, and I wanted to tap into that a little bit more, because you can have a situation where it's being a friendly situation, and then you can have a situation when it's becoming inappropriate. And
right,
you have
right.
to know when to distinguish and when to check the two, because I'm going to tell you something, honey. If you don't say anything, they will continue and will continue and continue. And it's okay that I have one associate that's a little flirtatious. She's flirty. And that's just her that's her nature. She doesn't mean anything by it. She's not trying to come on to him or anything like that. But, you know, anybody else who didn't know her would be like, you know, you better get this chick, you know.
To know them, because it could be like, I just love to flatter people. and, like, including men. I love to put a smile on their face. I love for somebody to make me smile. That doesn't mean I'm going to go home with you. That's not what it's about. So there are I love that you brought that up, because there are women who are like that, that I'm not sexually attracted to you, but I love for you to know that you are handsome. I love for you to know that you're special. You know what I'm saying? So,
or even just like the attention, or just like the attention. Because, you know, I can be a flirt at times. But I know my boundaries. I don't flirt with other people's men. And, you know, even if just joking around, but I'm very respectful because I'm a married woman. But at the same time, and my husband even laughs at me. He'd be like, honey, let's see if you can get a free pair of something free with that. You know, he like you. He's checking you out.
Right.
I'm like, boy, go ahead with that, you know. Mama going to get us some free food, y'all.
I know. She is silly. But you know what? Let me tell y'all. And here, like, with me and my husband, we'll joke and we'll realize, damn, we've been together for going on 20. No, it's 21 years. 21 years has hit. No, it has not. I'm sorry. This year, it'll be 21 years. Next month, it'll be 21 years we've been together. So we'll look at the time that we've been together, and we'll be like, damn, I've been with you that long? Man, it's time to trade you with. Time to get a new one. Time to get this. Outdated. But, some people will look at us like, oh, my God, he talks to you like that, or you talk to him like that. We just love each other that much that we can joke with each other like that. So it's like, come on. I'm not trading that dick wrong with. But every now and then, I might say, yeah, it's time to get a new one.
You know what, but that's good, healthy relationship. That's good, healthy marriage. And I think, and it takes such a long time, because if you can't laugh with your partner and have a, you know, good time and joke and, you know, guys, then something definitely is missing. And that
it,
is
it
life
is,
and
it
fun.
Is.
That's
it
life
is.
And that's
and
fun.
And then we'll leave us sit there and say, you want to get you that number? You know, he might look at a girl and glance at a girl. And I think that this is crazy when I see women who want to fight or argue with their man because they glance at a woman, or they want to fight
that
woman.
Is,
it's like, she can't help
right.
if she look good, and he just has to look over.
Right.
That doesn't mean he's going to trade you in. He just like, damn, the visual is all right, but I got my baby right here. So you can joke with him and say, I see your ass looking. You know, got caught behind them sunglasses. You want me to get you this number for you?
You know what? Men are very, some men are very, very clever. And they take mental note pictures, okay? Like, they'll take a glance, take a picture of it, and then in their mental note, they'll be looking at it. But, of course, we won't catch it. So I caught my husband once. Someone had walked by, his eye went to the left just a little, and he brought it back real quick.
And then they glance at you because they're trying to see, did she see me? And sometimes I just smile. I won't even say, I caught you. I just smile because I'm like, and he's like, what you laughing at? Because I already know. I might even catch myself. I don't know if you've done this, E, but I might even catch myself looking at the very female I think he's going to look at. And he'll be like, why are you over there looking? Because I already know, bro. You ain't even got to go there. You know, I already know.
Exactly. But you know what? You know, yeah, it is. It's good and it's healthy and it's, I have played around and just having a great, you know, having great communication and stuff with my man. But, you know, when it comes to female guys and it comes to a woman hanging on your man or your significant other, whether it be male, female, I don't, you know what your preference is. But when it comes to that, it's very important that you truly, you need to set boundaries with girlfriends like that, because for one thing, there are some women that get a real rise off of dating married men or dating married people, being involved with someone that is already in a relationship. They yearn, and actually it's like a rush to them to do something that
live,
is secretive behind their back.
They live that lifestyle. That's their,
it
they
is.
Live that lifestyle. They focus
it is,
on married
and they
men.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or not
yeah.
just married men, but people that are relationships, period. Some people like the excitement of thinking, oh, am I going to get caught? It's like an addiction to them. And I was reading up on something when they talked about women that date married men. Sometimes it's like an addiction type of rush when it comes to that. And I mean, you know, it's okay. I mean, I don't agree with that. And I'm just saying flat out, I don't agree with it because you need to understand something. What comes around definitely goes around, and eventually somebody's going to come after you, or it's going to happen to you when you decide to get close and chummy with somebody. Somebody's going to come and, you know, be messing around with that, because the world is round, and what comes around it goes around it. Just always keep that in your little psyche when you scoping out somebody else's something that belongs to somebody else, okay?
Mm.
So, yeah, that is just my that's my opinion about the whole scenario, honestly. So I don't, you know, I take into consideration what people's thoughts are about it, you know, about that, because I know that we had some people who had difference of opinions before when we talked about that, Jade. But, you know, I just got to keep it 100%. I got to keep it real, you know.
Absolutely.
And if you don't keep
Absolutely.
It real, nobody else will keep it real for you. So always pride yourself on keeping, you know, being as honest with yourself and being true to yourself as possible, guys. I really, 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 really pray that that's what you do. Because if you do not, you are not living. You're not living. You're definitely not. So
you're right about that.
Yeah.
I want to throw this out here since we're kind of on this topic. I just want to touch on this real quick, is the women who don't realize that they're being a little too friendly with your man. Because I just want to say, ladies, there are some innocent sisters that are truly, that's just their personality, that's genuinely them. They're friendly with everybody. They're friendly with you. They're friendly with other females. But what you notice is she is too friendly. That highlights in your mind, in your mental note. You're like, oh, she is too friendly with him. But you don't realize, that particular female don't realize that she's friendly with everybody like that. So it's not just exclusively your man. And so you have to either step back and just kind of picture and just watch what she does with everybody just to make sure, is it just me? Is she just too friendly with his ass, or is she just like that with everybody? So before you approach her and step into it the wrong way, check and see how she interacts with everybody, because you do have that sister
exactly.
that is friendly with just everybody. And sometimes
exactly.
we have sisters that focus on that, and the only thing that pops in their head is they zero in is she is too touchy-feely with my man, but she does that with everybody, even females. So I just
wanted
to throw that out there, too.
Yeah, and that's a very, very good point. You made a very good point there, because I'm going to tell you something. It's so easy because, you don't know, though. You don't know the difference, and you'll be able to pick up on it. And sometimes
women can be a little oblivious. Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
We're emotional, too, but we can be oblivious to it. Like, we don't.
Right.
You know, we're not
looking
for it. So we can be oblivious to it, you know. And, you know, sometimes a trigger, your man could be the man that, you know, wants to cheat or what don't want to cheat or whatever, and you just never know. So I just be careful, be cautious, honey. You got to watch them. Okay. All right, guys, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out cheating mates and why they cheat. Okay.
Especially the ones that on the down low. Where that song at?
Girl!
On the down low.
You know what? I'm a
silly
smack.
Today. Am I being too extra?
Is.
I'm sorry.
No, I love it. I think you're exciting. You are fresh. You're on a board. You're just
I'm just me.
You're just you. All
so,
day long.
Love it or leave it, ladies. Fun. That's just me.
Yeah, it is, guys. I'm a leaver, though, right now when we take this break. when we we come back, guys, we're going to jump into that discussion, okay? So if you want to call
discussion.
In, the number to, yeah, if you want to call in, please call the number 347-857-2855. Again, that number is 1-347-857-2855. We would love to hear from you. All right? Keep it locked right here on One Sister to Another. We'll be right back. Harmony, the diva, and we are just sitting here, and we're having a great topic, great discussion with my girl Jade from Erotic Talk Radio, and yes, you better believe it, we are talking about some heavy topics, guys, about good girlfriends, all too happy and comfortable with your man. Now, let me tell you something, I have girlfriends that are like brothers to my husband. I have girlfriends, you know, but they don't cross those boundaries. Ain't no sitting on his lap, girl, being all up in his face and stuff, guy. But, you know, I do have girlfriends who have relationships, like Jade. Jade has a relationship with my husband. She can call my husband permission. That's when you've already let them, they already know what it is. You know what I mean? So she's going to call, and she if she want to call and talk to my husband is a businessman. So there's a lot of plethora of women that are in his midst and his and it's around him and constantly he's always with, you know, around because he's a businessman. So, you know, before his girlfriends go, you know, Jade knows that she has that, you know, that she knows that I trust her and she has that relationship with him where so she can say, hey, bro, you know, shoot the breeze and talk about something that, you know, they're doing because, you know, he deals with business, you know. So that's what that's fine for me. And any other, you know, type of friends that are close to me, there are certain ones that I can respect enough to say. But let me just throw that out here, throw this out here at y'all, right? So I was listening to, I actually had a listener send me a message and say, I'm about to put them out there. They said, not with my man. If you like that with everybody else, well, that's everybody else's problem. But for my man, oh, no, you need to come correct because I will out you and I will put you in your place. It's not acceptable in my book at all. And then she said yes, because they will try to scoop in and try to take your place. Girlfriend, let me tell you,
there are people like that. Yeah, she's not lying. There are people like that. But, you know, you have genuine friends.
Check, honey.
I feel her. And I love you for your, you know, for your opinion and your, you know, what you expect out of your relationship to bring that out. Because there are some women who are like that. I think the thing for us is knowing that. And I think for me and E-Harmony, we actually feed off of each other's energy. I don't know if it's because of our sign or whatever. So if I did not come correct, trust and believe, she's going to know. She's going to feel that because we can kind of feel, like I can feel it. If she's emotional distress or something's going on in her life, it kind of hits me hard. I feel it. So if it's something that's not right and I'm leaning to the side, I'm sure the sister's going to see it. But I will tell you that there, for the sister who is saying this, like for me reaching out with her husband, I said this last week, and I strongly believe in this because my own sisters, my blood sisters do this. And even though E-Harmony is my sister, she's like a sister to me, I'm saying my blood sisters do this, and I believe in this etiquette. There is an etiquette in relationship with your significant other. So I reach out, like I want to know something about her husband's business. I want to talk to him about his business or something that we can collaborate together. I'm not going to directly call him first. I'm going to reach out to E-Harmony and just say, hey, what you think about your husband doing this or helping me with this? And she'll have
that's
her
right.
Hey, she's getting ready to call you. Like she already, it's already there. I got my. She didn't even come out and say, "Girl, go ahead and call him." She already howling across her room or her house, wherever she at. She getting ready to holler at you, cause she. That's my permission right there. So there is an etiquette with it. So I do want to throw that out there for you know, cause some women just feel that they just got that need. They just feel like, oh, we girlfriends, so I can talk to him anytime I want to. And sometimes the conversation is a little too long and too much. So, I feel you on that, sister.
You can't be trusting. You can't be trusting everybody around your man, honey, okay?
Especially when you got them girls that's saying those secret codes, like you said last week. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. When you got those girls that says that secret, you know, you read in between that because some of us don't. I didn't in the beginning, but you caught it on your end when it happened to you, when they're like, I wish I had a man like you, or damn, if I could clone a man like yours, or you know what I'm saying?
We're saying a lot of inappropriate stuff. And honey, this is a lot of family, honey. This is a family member that I no longer indulge in, okay? And let me tell you something, y'all. Y'all have got to stop fooling with basic-ass females, okay? I'm saying you have to stop dealing with basic-ass females, ladies, okay? And the reason why I say
I love that title, too.
Yes, basic ass females. You got to stop dealing with basic ass, especially the ones that are not on your level, because there's so many out there that will try to bring you down to the level that they're on, and that makes them feel happy, okay? So when you're dealing with somebody who wants your life, you cannot be friends with them, ladies. Do not try to be friends with anybody who wants your life, who admires your life. And I'm not saying it in a way, because you can have a girlfriend be like, girl, you're so blessed, you know, in that humble way. But then you can have a girl like, girl, I wish I had with, yeah, that's a basic bitch for you.
And I'm keeping it real. And I will tell you, the messed up thing from in my situation, like eHarmony caught it on her end. My husband brought that shit to my attention. I think that that's what was bothersome to me, that it took for him to say, your girl is shiesty. You need to stay away from her. She ain't even a friend, because this is what she did. And she went to his job because he's a mechanic. So she went to his job to get a car fixed. I knew she was getting a car fixed. But what I knew was that her boyfriend was taking her or dropping her off. And he told my husband, oh, that's my brother, but I'll let him know what you're saying. So I said, no, babe, that's her boyfriend. He said, well, she told me that's her brother, and she ain't had a boyfriend, and she had the shortest dress ever, and it looked like she ain't had nothing under it, and she went in the glove box, and she just all the way
shade, honey, shade.
Hey, girl.
A basic bitch.
I was so pissed off, and when I called her and confronted her in front of my husband's in the background, she's lying, because he kept saying, no, it wasn't like that. I told him that that was my boyfriend. He said, she is lying. She said that was her brother.
That was a basic brother.
That was a test.
You
got to
be mindful.
And that was a test to see if my husband, and if my husband had a fed into it, I would have been the gullible ass. Because she probably would have been still laughing and grinning in my face and hitting it from the side on the side, you know. So
because if he didn't know and you knew, you know what I mean? Like, that's why you have to be mindful of basic bitches, y'all. And excuse my French, but there is some basic ass females out here.
And when you say that,
level.
That's when you said that title. That's what reminded me of her and how. Like, I can't even, that's why I value, and I say this on air, I value our friendship, and I don't have, I can count on one hand how many friends I have, which is not that many, that's a half of a hand. So, I don't trust everybody, I don't. So, and you should.
You just gotta be mindful.
Basic, I love
that. You gotta be mindful. Basic ass bitches, that's right. That's not on your level. You can take that, you can copyright it. One thing, it's mine, but I'll let you hold it.
She said you can cut. It's copywritten, lady.
That's what we have to be mindful of, you know, because that's just the truth. You know, we all have our, you know, and I'm very respectful, you know, the husbands, the boyfriends, or what have you, always have been, you know. I'm going to check with my girl and make sure everything is always right, because for one,
absolutely.
I want you to do the same thing with me. Don't think you're going to put on this and that and walk around my house and my man in the house. Don't do that. You need to, is this appropriate, you know. And I do have girlfriends that have been like, girl, is this appropriate? I'm like, oh, yeah, you're fine, you know, or no, that's not cool, you know, either or. But you just got to watch some basic bitches. Y'all have to start dealing with females that are on your level, okay? You got to deal with females that are definitely on your level. And stop questioning whether or not, stop questioning yourself and your worth. Okay? Because when you deal with somebody that's on your level, you won't have all the cattiness. You won't have all the backbiting. You won't have all the backstabbing. You know what I'm saying? Because they already got what you got. Okay?
Absolutely.
So remember that. And that doesn't even have to deal with material things, honey. That could deal with just the fact of just being with and being around someone who actually
not having
has,
material, but having that happiness, having that happiness in their own relationship.
Yeah.
And I got another one, E. I got another one that I'll throw out there real quick. I'm sorry.
Bring it on.
All right. Here's another one, ladies. For those of y'all that are into polyamorous, y'all do y'all threesomes a couple thing, or whatever the case may be. You know, in that cool. lifestyle, there is, and I always recommend this, but it is so that there are boundaries that you normally set before you get into that kind of lifestyle or that relationship or whatever you want to call it with the other couple. You have
yeah.
to watch those sisters.
Yes, indeed.
That
want to
go
your man
outside.
Behind your back.
Huh?
No, go ahead and finish.
You want to watch those sisters that want to go outside of your agreement, breach that agreement, because now they want to sleep with your man without you around. You know, to the polyamory
oh, yeah.
lifestyle, that's considered cheating, because it's like, wait a second, that's to spice our relationship up, and we're doing this together, and I'm supposed to be there, right?
Uh-huh,
but then you got
exactly.
that one sister on the other side of the coin that's like, why don't you meet me, you know, without them?
Well, guess what? You know what? That's what I love about Jay, because Jay going to keep it real, honey. She going to get deep into the conversation. She going to go down deep all up in there. Yeah. But, you know, Jay got a point, though, guys. When we come back, we're still talking about, you know, cheating mates. Why do mates cheat? And a lot of times, because they're lacking something. Yeah, I was getting ready to take a break, Jay, but I decided not to right yet, because when someone cheats in a relationship, guys, it's because they are lacking something. They're definitely lacking something in that relationship when they cheat. And it doesn't necessarily mean, guys, that they don't love you. It just means that they're lacking something.
And it might not be something that you're doing wrong. It's certainly, sometimes
exactly.
we look at ourselves, and it may not be something that, and I'll get into that part in a second, but I'm going to let Eve finish. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, it doesn't have to necessarily mean anything that you believe, anything that you're doing. And that
right.
is the whole thing in a nutshell. I think that some people, you know, as soon as their mates are caught cheating, they instantly come to a place of just downing themselves. I'm not pretty enough. I don't do this. I'm not a good lover. All of these different things. Your man or you could have a sex addiction, okay? And nothing ever is enough for them, okay? You have to be mindful of that as well. And on top of that, it's nothing that you can do at all to keep someone from cheating on you. Let's just be clear. Nothing at all you can do to keep someone from cheating on you if they have in their minds that they want to cheat and that they are a cheater. Absolutely nothing. There are struggles that I know for a fact go through, especially in, this is going to take us into our next topic, guys, especially if they are on the down low. If they're on the down low and they're fighting, that desire, they're going to sleep with as many women they possibly can because they are afraid to recognize or even accept that about themselves. So a lot of men who are not content in their sexuality, they sleep with multiple partners because they can't stand to stomach or face that truth. Go ahead, Jade. I know you're itching to talk. Jade, are you itching to talk, or you?
I'm itching to throw something out there.
I knew you were.
I'm trying to be quiet and let her do her thing, but you know when me and her get going, it's like, oh wait a second, I got one. But what I wanted to throw out there when it comes to the cheating, sometimes. Mentally, something is going on in a man's head as well. It's not you when it comes to him being on the down low. Sometimes he had a sexual trauma that he's been in, that he's had in his life, and he's revisiting that. He's revisiting that torture that he went through. He's revisiting that. It's like a drug. And I know that some women are going to be like, that's BS. But it is. It's something that's going on in him mentally. And he really does have to get, he really does have to seek some type of counsel, you know, like he has to go to a counselor or something for it. He has to seek help because he's mentally induced with pain and it's causing him to go revisit a sexual trauma he had by somebody who has raped him when he was a little boy or something like that. And so he revisits that sex life. And then you have that sexual experience, rather. And then you have those who are truly on the down low, who are truly attracted. Now, the guys that I just spoke of and gave an example of, they are not sexually attracted to these men. Like, they don't think about having a relationship with a man. They think about having a relationship with a woman. But because of some type of trauma that they've been through sexually in their life when they were little, they it's them revisiting and replaying that scene, feeling that hurt, that disappointment, that torment for that moment, and then it's all over with. And it's like a drug. They keep doing it to themselves over and over again. And later, some of them don't go get help but and try to figure out what the hell is wrong with me because I'm not gay. I don't like men. So why am I doing this to myself? And then you have, again, you have those who are truly on a down low, who really are attracted secretly to men. It's confusing, and maybe some women may be like, oh, hell no. Once he does that sexually, he is gay. But that is the medical reason of why some men aren't, who just revisit that momentarily to get that, like that, almost that drug-induced fix, you know, that torment, that torture that they felt when they were little, whatever feeling that they had, they're revisiting that. So women sometimes think that it's something that they're doing. They're not sexy enough. They're not doing something sexually for them. All of these different things, and that may be the reason they haven't ever been honest to their woman and said, I was raped when I was a little boy, or this is what happened to me, because sometimes they don't even know why they're doing it. They're trying to figure it out. They're beating themselves up because they're trying to figure out why they do it consistently and repetitively.
Well, you know what? Let me just say this. I do not respect the whole thing as far as men on the down low. Let me just say this. Because you're not giving the woman a choice. You're taking that choice out of her hands.
And I respect that and understand,
A lot of men, and I'll just say some gay men or down low men, they don't believe in using protection. And they're going out here putting their ads on Craigslist to get these quick fix. People don't mean anything to them but a sexual part.
Right,
they go and they meet these guys at different various locations, and they're married. They have wedding rings on. They are married. They're taking pictures of their bottoms. They're taking pictures of their fronts, and they have wedding rings on. And in these pictures and on these posts where they are soliciting sex from these men, they are saying that they want something discreet, that they are married and want someone that will be discreet and don't mind getting screwed in the behind. It is very vulgar, and it is very, very, very disgusting to me, because you have a whole entire family at home. You have a wife, kids, and you're going out exposing her to everything by sleeping with men.
Right.
That is what I cannot respect ultimately about men on the down low. I honestly cannot. And I have been holding it for a long time. No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was going to say, and then we also have the men who are so secretive they don't want to share their fetishes or their fantasy with females.
Right.
You have
because
some women.
Because they're afraid it'll make them look that way.
Right. You have some men who are not, it's a name, and I will tell you, I got a brain freeze. I can't remember the name, but it's a name. I cannot remember the name of it. But what it is that they have a desire to sleep with a man while their woman watches. They don't have any desire, any sexual desire to be with any man unless their significant other is there watching. It's a fetish of theirs. And so what happens is they're not communicating whatever it is that they're feeling to their spouse or their girlfriend to say, so she can say, we either need to get help because I can't go, there's a boundary with me and I can't go there. I can't watch you doing this. So because of that lack of communication and because they're fearful of being judged, they go elsewhere and they'll sleep with, they'll do whatever. They may have a woman watching, but it's not their wife because they have that fetish to have somebody there that's watching or playing that voyeurism kind of role play type of thing while they're having a sexual experience with a man. So it's different. It's different levels of it. It is. It's different levels of it. But I just kind of wanted to throw out the different levels to why men on the down low is doing this with, secretly. There are different reasons behind it.
Yeah, but you know what? I can respect a man being gay and just being outward with it, opposed to you putting your wife and your children that are, you know, being exposed, your wife being exposed and not being there to raise your kids. I honestly, you know, I used to have a phobia of gay men, and I swear to God, because I would question you and watch everything about you just to see, because for me, it's like you take our options from us when you do that.
Right.
If you decide that that's something you want to do, hey, you know, don't expose me and just do what you do. But don't try to, it's kind of like having your cake and eat it too type of thing. And that's the
You're not giving that option.
Exactly. You're not given an option, ladies. So you need to be very, very careful. And let me tell you something. The biggest and the bulkiest men, work out at the gym. I mean, John Cup. They be the main ones,
honey,
ladies.
You a lion.
They be the main ones, honey, that's in the gym all the time.
And
I mean,
so
seriously,
fine.
Guys,
you would not even imagine I was getting
would,
my nails done.
You would never know it.
I was getting my nails done one day, sister, and I seen the finest dude I could ever think of walking through the door. He just looked fine. I can't even describe him. He looked so fine. And it was a guy sitting next to me getting his nails done. You know, he was, and he looked like he was fruity, so it wasn't no mistaking him. But when the guy walked up who was buff, and the way he walked in there with his Tim's on and his nice baggy jeans and just the way he looked with them. Oh my God, I can't even. But girl, he walked right to the dude next to me. And the dude was like, he asked me, did I want a pedicure too? You want to pay for that too? He said, yeah, go ahead, whatever you want. I'm like, what? That's a fucking waste. I can't believe it.
But you know what, though? It's not a waste because I respect
it. It's not a waste,
used
girl,
to be,
but you know
look,
what I'm saying. That's what I was thinking at the time.
Yeah, right. But you can spot. You used to be able to spot if they were fruity. You used to be able to spot if it was a situation where they was gay or what have you. You used to be able to spot it a mile away.
You used to be able to spot
them. There you go. Honey, now you can't.
Mm-mm.
And you just need to let it go and know that you can't stop them anymore.
You can't.
Honey,
you can't.
Okay?
And you just got to be
sad.
Careful. You got, and then for the guys, I really need to say this, and I know, E-Harmony, you may disagree with me on this one, but to the guys that are listening in, because I know there are some of y'all that's listening, you got to be real with these women when it comes to your fetish or fantasy, and here's why. You never know. There are some very kinky women out here. Now, I know that there's probably some sisters that say, Jay, fuck that. I would not be messing with no guy. That, you know what I'm saying? But you may have that one sister that would be like, I'll do it, whatever. You want, you know what I'm saying? Or you may have a sister that say, honey, you don't need to have no man poking you back there. You want me to buy a strap on? Because I'll do it for you. You never know. So I'm just saying, communicate with your girl because you never know. You might get the surprise of your life.
I'm not
throwing
my man in the backyard, okay?
Listen, girl, I'm just saying. Y'all know E-Harmony advertises my show, so y'all know I have my own show, Erotic Talk Radio. I don't have some sisters call in and told me they backdoored a man before, and I'm like, these are sisters that I ain't never think would do something like that, okay? They gave their cold name, and they said they did it. So I was like, hey, I love to tell the truth.
Look, wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a second, Jade. You mean to tell me? Girl, I got to start listening to your show. Guys, on that note, we're going to take a break here. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to just keep on with the foolishry, okay? Because she is over here tripping. All right, we're going to take a break, y'all. Keep it locked right here on One Sister to Another Lady.
We'll be right back.
to One Sister to Another. I'm your girl, E Harmony, the Diva Baby, and I got my girl, Jade, from Erotic Talk Radio with me. Ladies, if you are just joining the show or you missed half of it, we are really cutting up tonight, okay? Jade God Nation, and I'm just listening. Yes, so we are definitely covering our Girl Talk Part 2 today, and I'm glad we got a chance to do that because I felt like we kind of abandoned the listeners last week. We didn't get a chance to finish everything, so we definitely are coming down to the wire and was able to finish, you know, everything that we started talking about initially. Start from last week. We have some very exciting things, Jade. So I want you guys to stay listening to us, and just make sure that you are going to the Facebook page, and we're going to be posting because we are going to be doing a plethora of events. One Sister to Another will be doing a huge event in February and March. I will get those dates to you as soon as possible. But, ladies, we want you to bring your daughters. This is an event that not only for yourself but for your daughters as well. So bring your girls so they can be uplifted and encouraged. And, you know, this could change their lives. So please make sure you bring them because we want to reach as much of the youth as we possibly can. And I will let you know ticket sales and where to go at. You probably will probably use Bright tickets. I think it's called Evan Bright, something like that. We're going to be using that to sell the tickets, and we just really hope that you guys are that you guys support this because you know, you have been listening to the show and love your support of this event. This is definitely going to be very powerful, a huge production, and I cannot wait personally. So definitely keep on the lookout for that. Yeah, keep on the listen out and look out. We're going to have a variety of motivational speakers and people just getting up there, just uplifting and encouraging women. And this is going to be a don't miss. I promise you. I'm looking forward to this so much. So we just have a lot going on and a lot of planning. So, you know, we definitely want to make sure that you guys are kept. I'm going to talk about it every day, every week, starting from now till it actually happens, to kind of drill it in your brain if you are repeated listeners or new listeners. Every week we get a new listener, and that sounds good to me. That's great. So, you know, just want to make sure of that. And then I want to make sure you guys, know that you can go to blogtalkradio.com/havetalkradio.com, and you can pick whatever show you want to listen to and listen to the archive shows. If you're at your desk or you're on your way home, or if you are just in your car, wherever you are, you just want to sit back and you're chilling, you're chillaxing. That's another one of my words, you guys. Basic bitches, basic females, and chillaxing.
You can check it out. But I got a Cooper in Harmony because she said blogtalkradio.com/havetalkradio.com. There's not a .com at the end of Head Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/havetalkradio. I just wanted to check it out.
All right. Okay. Look, guys.
Somebody putting .com at the end and then telling you I couldn't get it.
Oh, well, I'm sleepy.
She said I'm sleepy. Well, she was being honest. I got one thing quickly to say before we shut this down. For y'all sisters that was primping up y'all mouth, saying, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't do nothing like that. That's just nasty. Y'all who know y'all well, been judging nobody, and your ass will sit up there and be like, yeah, baby, I'll do that for you. I just want to let you know. And if y'all don't know what I'm saying, just rewind. That's what the archives is for.
No, don't press rewind. Go forward.
Y'all gonna want to hear this. Okay. Y'all gonna want to hear this segment.
Yes, but listen, Jade, I need you to give them your information so they can find you for your show, Erotic Talk Radio, guys. It is so juicy.
It's juicy, y'all. That's why I love using that word. It's blogtalkradio.com/erotictalkradio. So you want to check us out every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then our group is Erotic Talk Radio on Facebook. So, yeah, check us out. We're going to get eHarmony back. She used to be on there before.
guys, it was too much for me. I said I had to come to daytime radio. I'm not ready. She wasn't ready. When I got on Erotic Talk Radio, guys, I was like, she's not ready. I'm telling you. I was like, Jade, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, yeah, because they get really deep, and they be talking about some stuff, honey, I ain't never heard of before, okay? So if you're a little kinky, you and your man, y'all cut on Jade's show and get it in, okay? I'm just
absolutely
saying.
Absolutely.
Because they be, yeah. Yeah, I had to get to it. She has a hell of a show, and she has a huge listening audience, okay? So anything with sex usually will. So,
anything. We sell the sex toys. You got it all. So, look, hey, anything.
Anything, guys.
I love that relationship spicy and juicy, ladies. I'm sorry. I just had to say that one. All right, I'm done.
Well, you know what? We're coming down to the end of the wire with the show, guys, and I just want to make sure that you guys always take something from what, you know, the topic that we have, take something from it. I really appreciate you so much for constantly supporting us and coming back again this week to listen to us again, because it's always wonderful to see repeating callers that call in and listen to you more than once. Yeah, so that's encouraging. And it just tells us that we're doing something right. We want to continue to inspire and uplift you. And we want you to have an attitude-filled gratitude week to come. Make sure you have a safe one. And we really, really, really love you, ladies. We are about inspiring and uplifting. We really, really are. And we just think women are beautiful in their own element. They're beautiful in their own skin. And ladies, stay away from basic broads, okay? Okay? People that's not on your level, ladies, sometimes you have to leave people where they are. And sometimes they have not grown to be on the level that you're on. So just always remember that and stay away from basic bitches, okay? Yeah, I said it. eHarmony said it. And you can use it, honey. Basic bitches. Okay?
It's copywritten, y'all.
Yes, indeedy. So from our family to yours, we just want you to live love responsibly and make sure that you remember that everyone is not deserving of your love. So with that being said, we hope that you have a great evening and take care, guys. Good night.
Thanks for your support, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night, right, Jade?
Hello.